This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Susan Stamberg, and you know what that music means. It is time for our weekly dose of puzzles. Joining us now, Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Well, hi, Will.
Welcome back, Susan.
Thank you very much. We need a reminder. What was last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Gary Alfstad of Tustin, California. And it was to think of a three-syllable word in four letters. I said add two letters and rearrange everything into a two-syllable word in six letters. Then add two more letters and rearrange everything into a one-syllable word in eight letters.
Oh, good heavens. And apparently there were many different kinds of answers that would work for this one, just to make it even simpler, right?
Well, there were several answers. The intended one was idea, detain, strain.
Ah.
There were a couple other options. There was idea, diaper, traipsed. Oleo, oodles, and schooled. We accepted anything that was correct.
We're easy. And there were more than 600 correct answers. Isn't that just shows you how smart our listeners are? Randomly selected, the winner is Bob Frizzell, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Congratulations to you, Bob.
Well, thank you, Susan.
Well, Bob, how did you figure this out?
Well, I was actually traveling back to the United States from Bangkok. And I looked at the puzzle online in the airport in Seoul, South Korea, and I got the answer before we took off.
That's amazing. And what were you doing in Bangkok?
I was there on business. My company has a factory there.
Huh. Was it a little warm?
It was quite warm, but actually, during part of the time I was there, Cleveland was just as warm.
You bet, and Washington, D.C., where I am. So, how long have you been playing this puzzle, Bob?
I've been playing the puzzle for about 15 years, but I didn't start entering until December of 2009, when my puzzle partner, my friend Christine, actually was a contestant and sitting in the same chair that I'm sort of sitting in right now.
Oh, how amazing. Well, isn't that nice that it's your turn to shine?
That's right.
Good. You ready to play?
I am.
Okay, Will, let's go.
All right, Bob and Susan. Today's puzzle is supersonic. Every answer is a familiar two-word phrase or name that has the consecutive letters SST. And specifically, the first word will end in SS and the second word will start with T. For example, if I said situation in which people speak on top of each other, you would say crosstalk.
Oh, okay.
I got as far as simultaneous translation. I don't know. Okay, fine. Go.
Number one, subway, buses, etc.
Mass transit.
That's it. Number Whoa. Two, conveyance that doesn't make local stops.
Express train.
That's it. Basic things, as in the phrase, getting down to... blank.
Brass tacks.
Ah.
That's it. A measure of how one performs under pressure.
Stress tests.
That's it. Pioneer's path through a forest. So it's just
something
trail. Wide yes, what kind of trail? It's wide open, uninhabited area.
Wilderness.
There you go. Wilderness
Ooh,
trail.
Thank
good.
You, Susan.
Hello, I woke up.
Popular cream-filled cakes. Whose manufacturer declared bankruptcy last year.
Hostess Twinkie.
That's it. Head of Tammany Hall in 19th century New York City politics.
Boss Tweed.
That's it. Piece of furniture for the so-called Game of Kings.
Chess table.
That's it. Conifer, often found near a swamp.
Cypress tree.
That's it. In Robert Frost's The Road Not Taken... like the road the poet did take.
Less traveled.
Good.
Ooh.
Something hanging off a serta or sealy, not to be removed except by the purchaser.
Mattress tag, or the
That's
police
it.
Will get you.
Don't you hate those things? You always think, oh, better get the scissors or somebody's going to come arrest me.
That's it. A lawn edging tool.
Grass something.
Yes, a grass what?
Grass trimmer?
Grass trimmer, is it? Illegal influence on a person who's testifying at a trial. So first of all, someone who testifies at a trial would be what?
Witness
yes.
tampering.
Witness tampering, is it? And your last one, First Lady before Mamie Eisenhower.
Bess Truman.
Whoa.
Well, that was 100%.
We're so impressed, we're going to give you something for playing this puzzle. You will get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, puzzle books, games, and you can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And before we let you go, tell us the public radio station you listen to.
WCPN in Cleveland.
Yay, Cleveland. Bob Frizzell of Mayfield Village, Ohio, thank you so much for playing.
Thank you both.
Will, you think you'll show up again here next week?
Well, why not?
What's the challenge?
Okay, well, in three words, name a product sold mainly to women that has the initials NPR. And the answer is a common phrase. So again, three words whose initials are NPR, and it names a product sold mainly to women. What product is it?
When you have the answer, go to the website, npr.org/puzzle, and you click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, the 1st of August, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And give us your phone number, a place we can reach you at around that time. If you are the winner, we'll give you a call, and you will get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shores. So great to do this again with you, Will. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Susan.